Lisa Show. We are here to coach you to your success, to coach you to your purpose, your passion, and your destiny. Tune in each week, Monday through Friday morning, for a lesson, a tool, or a tip or strategy on how to dig deep past all the things that are hiding the true you. Find out not only who you are, but exactly what you ought to be doing in your life, where you should be going, and how you should be getting there. Well, I am Lalisa J. Williams, your coach, and I am honored and grateful to be here to assist you. Stay tuned for the next 30 minutes and enjoy the show. You can contact Coach Lalisa after the show via the internet. You can visit the website www.lalisajwilliams.com, or for free coaching sessions just for you, go to www.mylifecompass.com/Lalisa Williams. Now I want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes. We got activities lined up for you. Get ready to go to another level in your life. And don't forget, invite a friend tomorrow. The show is going to be awesome. And now, Coach Lalisa J. Williams.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome to the show. This day, this is another new day. I tell you, this is great stuff. This is great. Each and every day that we get, you know, my grandmother used to say, it's a great day. We're above ground. You know, sometimes you don't realize how the little sayings that were said by our grandparents, our great grandparents, our parents were so motivating, and sometimes we did not even recognize it. Well, it is a great day. We are above ground. Glory to God. Thank you. We thank you. We thank you. Well, we welcome each and every one of you to the show today, Thursday. And I like to say, fantastic Thursdays. It is a fabulous day. I tell you, it's something about Thursdays. You know, it's right before Friday. You've gotten over the hump Wednesday, and now you know you're about to glide into a time where, for some of us, we look forward to the weekend. It's like added hours that we can do things that really, really, really make us happy. Really make us happy. Things that we just love to do. Things that can induce our confidence and bring out our passions. Things that will energize us. But just imagine being able to do that each and every day. Can you imagine living every day like it's Saturday? Wouldn't that be great, awesome, and wonderful? Can you even imagine? Can you just even think of that for a moment? You know, just close your eyes and think of that. What would it be like to live each and every day like it was Saturday or Sunday or the week or whatever your weekend is? Because I know some of you work on Saturdays and Sundays, and so your weekend is Monday and Tuesday or possibly Wednesday and Thursday. We know the work week in the United States has changed years ago. 150 years ago or so, the work week was standard Monday through Friday, and pretty much you worked between the hours of 7 to 5, somewhere in between those hours. But today, the work week can look any way you want it. And as we say here on the Coach Lalisa Show, it's not just about finding who you are. See, we want to go beyond just finding who we are. It's not just about finding who you are. Because guess what? What if you never find who you are. If you're in life and you're going through life, you're on this journey, and you've been told all your life, oh, you got to find yourself. You got to find yourself. So you went to school and they told you, you got to find yourself. Then you got out of school and you did whatever. You went to college, you started working, whatever you did, you got married, you didn't get married, what have you. And you heard to say, you got to find yourself. Well, what if you never find yourself? You know, I know a lot of people, and it's very sad. It breaks my heart to know that so many people went through life trying to find themselves. They never found themselves. And they ended up leaving this world with all of their riches still inside of them. So we say today, we want to encourage people that it's not just about finding who you are, but it's about creating who you are to become. You create who you want to be. You know, God has made you a creator. He's a creator, and he said that you were made in his image. So you were made like a creator, made like a creator. You're made in his image, in his likeness. And so, therefore, you get to create. Who do you want to be? For some people, they're fortunate enough to have had parents who understood this very well. Maybe your parents were good friends of Dr. Stephen Covey and good friends of people like Dr. Wayne Dyer and the Zig Ziglars of the world. I saw a lady post on Facebook that she just recently was at an event where Mr. Zig Ziglar was speaking. Now, he's in his 80s. You know, he had some problems with remembering things. But the man is still performing. That's incredible. That's incredible. But that's what can happen when you doing what you love. And that's what we want to talk about today. Having that dream job, creating that dream job for yourself. And see, there's the key word right there. It's about creating. You have to learn the steps to creation. How do you create something? What does it take to create? What do you need to create? Now, all of us was born with this creative skill, every last one of us. Every single one of us that was created in his image was created with the, whether you believe it or not. It's not about religion. It's not about whether you believe this religion or that. It's not what this is about. This is about the truth. You see, it's the truth that really matters. It's not about putting a label on it, though many of us do. So you were made with the ability to create. What happens is, in a lot of people's lives, that skill set, that ability, or that trait is not honed, is not really totally developed, and in some cases, it is thwarted. Somewhere along the way, some people actually get shut down on being so creative. You know, I think about my own life. There were many times where I spent my entire life trying to fit in, to be like someone. You know, we don't understand when we're young, sometimes when we're young, and we don't, and even older people, we want to be like other people. Why am I not like, why don't I fit in? And not really celebrating our uniqueness, not understanding that we are the way we are because that's how we were created. The personality that you have, you were given that personality for a specific reason. Your creator has a specific assignment for you, and he's giving you the personality, the characteristics, the emotional qualities, everything you need, you already have within you. To do what? To create the life that you can live and be happy with and excited about. And that includes your job. Think about it. A job is your choice. And especially for those of us who are born in the United States and live here, this is the best thing about this country, is that you can create whatever you want. You know, I met a lady on Saturday who created her own chocolate making business. Now, out of all the businesses she could create, she created that one. She absolutely loved what she was doing. You could tell. You could just see it all over her. She loves what she's doing. You have something that you love, obviously, the job you have. Now, let's just say your job. Let's look at that. What does it take? What is it going to take for you to make your job the dream job? How can you do that? Well, first you have to look at where you are. That's the first step. That's the first step to success. I tell you, it's success on the job, success at home, success in your marriage, success in your relationships, success in life. It always starts with looking at where you are right now. Don't look at where you were 5 years ago. Don't worry about that right now. It's going to come into play because everything you are, you've already been, and you've been there, done that sort of thing. So don't, it's okay. But right now, we're not really going to consider 10 years ago and 20 years ago where we were. But let's look at where we are right now. Whatever it is that you have, whatever that you're doing, let's start right there. And now we're going to create. We're going to create. We're going into our creation mode. And by the way, welcome to each and every one of you to the show. If it's anyone's birthday, happy birthday to you. If anyone is celebrating an anniversary, happy anniversary, or anything else you may be celebrating, job promotions, career moves, anything else you're celebrating, maybe you're starting a new business, tell us about it. You can always email me at info@LalisaJWilliams.com, or you can inbox me, as some of you do, and I thank you very much. I really, really, really appreciate your feedback, your comments, so please don't stop doing it. Also, I overly welcome your phone calls. I'm a very touchable person, so please call me, reach out to me. It's not a problem ever. You have my numbers. You can dial the 888 number, or you can dial my cell number if you happen to know it. It's on a lot of information, but please, I so welcome it. But anyway, so creating your dream job, and it doesn't matter where you work. It doesn't matter what companies you work for. You work for a very large company, or you can work for a very small company, or you could be working for yourself. You could be working for another family member. You could be in some partnership. But you want to create your dream job. So the first thing you want to do is you've got to look at, it always starts with right here and right now, because you got to focus. You got to focus. And we're going to tell you some of the ingredients. You have been listening to some very powerful leaders in the field of success and motivation. I was listening the other day to Malcolm Gladwell, and he was talking about one of his books, Outliers. You know, and he just talks about what really makes people successful. What really makes them successful? And then he has this 10,000-hour rule. And, you know, he talks about people, it just looks like people just jumped up and became an overnight success. But absolutely, that's not how it is. When we see them, it seems overnight to us. But we don't look at the hours and hours and hours and hours of time that they put in to doing what they do. But if you want your dreams to happen for you, if you want to be a success, and I know you do, because that's what everybody wants. Everybody wants that. And the only people who say that they don't want to be a success, those are individuals that really need to have their heads checked. Because God made you. You were successful. He said, I made it. I saw it. It was good. I was pleased. So, you know, God understands a sense of success and is feeling good about something that you've done. He said it. He made the stars, the sun, the moon. He made all these things, and he said, and it was good. You see, and we have that same thing in us. So to deny that, to deny that, well, it sends a signal to the brain that you're not quite there yet, that you're not quite connected to your bigger purpose in life. And see, it's your purpose in life, when you're really tapped into your purpose, it takes you to a whole nother dimension. It takes you to a dimension that is almost indescribable, indescribable. It really can't be described, but it can be described to a point that will make you seek it so that you can experience it for yourself. It's like, no matter how well I describe to you what chocolate tastes like, until you taste it for yourself, a description is going to always come up short. I can get on here and describe to you what success looks like with this person and that person. I could come on here and describe. Mr. Walker can come on and talk about success and how he ended up here and all of these things. But until you go and try it for yourself and experience it for yourself, it will always, a description will always fall short of what your heart is desiring. It will always come up short. And so you have to go after what you desire inside your heart. You know, even God says, I will give you the desires of your heart. Now, here's an all-knowing God, all-powerful God, who will give you the desire of your heart, and you should not go for that. That would be a tragedy. That's a tragedy. The things that happen to us are not as near as much as a tragedy as the things that we allow ourselves to not achieve. Greatness, your dream job. No matter where you work, you could still have your dream job. Why? Because the true dream job is not about so much the work that you're doing, the mundane things like answering the phones, assisting one more customer or client, preparing one more table or statistic or report. The real love for the job and the purpose for the job and what makes it the dream job is knowing that you have a purpose, that you have a purpose in life, and that you have a purpose for wherever you are right now. And I'm going to get to the steps in just a second. I didn't forget. But you have a purpose for where you are right now. And good morning to each of you in the chat room, those of you who are on the phone lines. Good morning and welcome to the Coach Lalisa Show. If it's your very first time tuning in to the show, we thank you, we appreciate you, and we welcome you. If you have any questions or comments in the chat room, please, you can ask them. If you're on the phone lines, you know we'll be opening up the phone line shortly, and you can give your comments and your questions. Welcome to Ms. Elaine. Welcome to our listeners in Maryland. I don't know why I can't keep the name in my head, but also I see there's a couple of callers. I don't know your number, but welcome to Ms. Dolores and Tina and others. Welcome. We're talking about that dream job, your passion, your desire, what you feel. You know, a lot of times we said you got to start where you are. And we said God gives you this desire. He's going to give you the desires of your heart. But you have to go out and fulfill it. It's not just enough to watch what others are doing. You have to do it for yourself. That's why we come on here in the mornings to be that support for you and that encouragement. See, a lot of times people would get a lot more done if they knew that someone was rooting for them. Let's face it, everybody likes to have support. You know, I believe that's why God sent His Holy Spirit to comfort us, to be a guide, to lead us, to go with us. Everybody knows that. That's understandable. But a lot of times people are fearful. They're fearful to talk to others and tell them what's in their heart because they're afraid that people will put them down or think that you're stupid or that they're silly or that sounds crazy. And so that was happening so much that God raised me up with all of my crazy behaviors and the things that I did because He knows that I'm the type of person that you can tell me something outlandish, and I'll be just as crazy enough to say, oh, girl, you could do that. As a matter of fact, I'll probably throw in a suggestion or two. Okay? You know, you tell me you want to own your own airline. I'm like, let's do it. You want to own your own airline. Let's do it. Let's get it done. It's really, you know, it's not that, it's not rocket science. Because here's the thing. What makes people, what makes things hard for people, I believe, is that they think they got to do it all by themselves. And that is hard. I have to admit. That's very hard. But we fail to believe, we fail to remember that any idea that you come up with, God has already birthed and positioned and prepared 100,000 people to help you. They're just waiting on you. They're in position. They're waiting. They got the money. They got the blueprint. They got the materials. They got the, they got everything to help you. They're just waiting for you to come up with the idea, to spit it out. It's in you, but you won't spit it out. The people are, because we're, you see, the enemy wants to keep us from saying what it is that we want to do. And he wants to keep us from, well, not just saying, but he wants to keep us from saying it too, but he wants to keep us from going forward. The enemy loves for people to be stuck. I think that's his favorite position for people, is when they're stuck. He doesn't care if you're stuck and got a little money. He doesn't care if you're stuck and have a few friends. He doesn't care if you're stuck and you're a little bit happy. But as long as you're stuck. Stuck, stuck, stuck. I believe that's his next favorite thing to do to us. Some may call it hindering and stifle and all these other words. But let's just call it what it is. Stuck. He loves this. He loves people that feel stuck and that are stuck. Because God is a God that loves when people are moving forward. And so the enemy, he always hates everything that God loves. That's why he hates marriages and tries to destroy all of them. And he's been doing very well. He's at about a 50% success rate, because 50% of marriages fail. So the devil is like, he's not winning because it's 50-50. He's not winning. Until he gets 51%, now we got some real issues, y'all. We got to step up our game and just go on and stay married. Okay, we got to shut this enemy out. But we got to shut him out in stuckness. We got to move forward and shut him down. And so this dream job we're talking about, having your dream job, making your dream job out of any job, no matter what job you have, is when you know your purpose. And sometimes, some people say, well, I got this job, and you know, and I don't like it, and I shouldn't be here, and I shouldn't be doing this, and I shouldn't be doing that, and I should be over there doing this and over there. Some of you, my very, very close friends, you may have even heard me say this, okay? And sometimes you're like, okay, this is the motivator. What is she talking about? She's supposed to motivate herself and get up and go. Well, motivators need to be motivated, too. Understand that. We got to be motivated sometimes. Why do you think I'm so glad? I was the happiest woman in the world when I met Miss Adele and hooked back up with Mr. Howard Scott, you know, two chief motivators. Like, yippee. Why do you think I call Kiva like every other day, or I call my sister Hope? You got to be around motivated people, y'all. That's why I call Hope every day. Any woman that gets up at 5 a.m., goes to open a dry cleaners, in there pressing clothes, cleaning clothes, bagging clothes, tagging clothes, giving customer service, sweeping the place, cleaning out machines. Oh, my God. She's motivated whether she knows whether or not. So, yeah, I'm going to call her every day, because 5 minutes on the phone with her gives me such a boost of energy that I can now run five laps around the track. You see, yes, I'm going to get on the phone, you know, every other day or so with Miss Kiva. Here's a woman. She's got her kids. One daughter's in college, and then she's doing this, and she's dancing over there, and she's got the Women of Destiny meeting on Thursdays, putting together panels, coming up with new ideas. Used to have her own business. And so, yes, these are the people I want to talk to on a daily basis, because energy, okay, is fuel, passion. You just talk, just even talking to people, okay? Again, when I talk to, you know, Miss Tina, and she talks so passionately about, you know, when she was, the certain things that she was doing and in her banking industry, and you hear people's passion. Did you know passion is fuel? And fuel creates energy. It's like in the car. You put fuel in your car, and what's going to happen? The car now has energy to go. And some people on these jobs that they're on, the reason why they're so miserable is because they're hanging around with people on the job who drain their energy. Therefore, they have no fuel, they lack passion, and they become unhappy. But when you go to your job, wherever you work, whatever it is, find the people there that have passion, that have energy, and draw from that. And here's the other part of loving your job is when you know your purpose. When you know your purpose may be that you're there to connect with three people that's going to help you with that one big idea that God has given you. But if you didn't go to that job, so see, every job is my dream job. Every job I've ever had, I considered it my dream job, every last one. Because on each of them, I met people that have helped me get that dream, that idea, that goal that I wanted. Every job, I can't think of not one job that I've ever had since I was 16 that did not provide that for me. Because I forgot about the floor that I was mopping. I'm not worried about the dishes that I had to wash and the kitchens that I had to clean when I worked at Frisch's Big Boy in Cincinnati, Ohio. I'm not thinking about the mop that I held in my hand when I worked for Silco. It was a package. It was some kind of company, a uniform company or something. And I worked there at night mopping the floor when I was around 18 or 19. I wasn't thinking about that. But what I was thinking about, the people that I met there, you see, the coworker that said something to me like, young girl, you should go back to school and get your education. You know, the people that I met in these places made it my dream job. And here's why. Because of your purpose and where you're headed, you have to stop along the way. This is like a train that leaves New York Penn Station that's on its way. This is imagine the amount of stops that it has to make to get to Miami, Florida. And every stop along the way is important for that train to pick up people and to let people off. Well, that's the same thing. Every job you've had, not only were you there to meet some people, but remember, you're somebody's dream piece. So every job you go on, there's somebody there that you're supposed to touch. There's some girl, some guy there that if they don't meet you, their life will be ruined. And you need to start looking for these people at your job. See, this is how you turn any job into your dream job. It's through transitioning your mindset. The only reason we hate our jobs is because of the attitude about what we're there for. Because somehow the world has twisted us into thinking that we're there for a paycheck. You're not just there for a paycheck. You don't just go to work to get a paycheck. You go to work because you're on your way somewhere. There's a dream that you've got to fulfill. There's somewhere that you have to go in life. And in order to get ultimately where you're going, you have to go by that particular job. That's why that's the job that God allowed to hire you. So, number one, to look at our dream job in a whole new way. Look at the job you have in a whole new light. That is your dream job because it's on the way to you fulfilling your ultimate dream in life. If you want to work for yourself, let's just say you might say, well, I want to have my own business. Okay, great. But it takes years of working for someone else, sometimes to really get it right. Running your own business is not the easiest thing in the world. And if you don't know how a business is run, people will take advantage of you. You will lose. You won't have much. You have some talent. You have great talent. And someone has managed your life away from you. So it helps to go and work, but while you're there, to observe what's happening, how the business is run, how managers operate, how supervisors operate, how CEOs operate, how the CFOs operate, how the chief information officer operates. Look at how HR is conducted. Look at what human resources, what do they do? What do employees do? Look at marketing. Look at advertising. Look at every department there. What does operations do? Then go and start a business so that you will have an understanding of all the workings. Same thing with people who say, well, I want to write. I want to publish a book. Go hang out with some writers. Go to a couple of publishing seminars. Go hang out with a few authors. See what it's about first. You may discover that it may not, you know, some things are not all that they're cracked up to be when you're on the inside. From the outside, they look great. Same thing with our jobs. You may be on the job and feeling like, this isn't the best job, this isn't the greatest job. Well, go hang around with the people that are unemployed right now. Listen to their conversations. You may have a different approach when you go to work tomorrow or even later today. If you just go hang around with a few people who, sure, they may be getting an unemployment check. Don't just ask some questions, but just listen. Sometimes if we just listen to people's conversations, we can hear a lot. Well, we want you to have your dream job. Now, here's the other piece. So let's just say you're like myself. You're working on a job, and it's taking up so much time of your day, but you had desire to do something different. You want another dream job. That's okay. Start small. Start working your other thing that you want to do. Maybe you're a record producer. Maybe you write beats or make beats or whatever they call it. Maybe you're a graphic art designer. Whatever it is, most of these things, you have to start small anyway. How many seminars have I done where two or three people showed up? Certainly, I don't need to quit my job. Hello? I don't need to quit my day job to do a seminar when three or four people are showing up. I can work my day job and still get a paycheck, have the seminar where two or three people are showing up, to where over time it'll be 20 and 30 people showing up, and you'll keep going, and then there's 100 people showing up. So you have a goal set. When 100 people start showing up, that's when I'll quit my job. So if 100 people show up tomorrow, will I quit my job tomorrow? No. But if 100 people show up the next five events that I give, yeah. You got to show some history. So, in other words, you're on your dream job because you're there to learn. Even on my job, I'm meeting people every day at the company where I currently work that I'm learning more about. They're touching my life. I'm touching their life. It's a mutual exchange. We're both getting something out of it. And that's my dream, because my purpose in life, your purpose in life that God has purposed for you, is to touch the lives of others with love and kindness and joy and respect. You see, that's our real dream job, is when we're touching the lives of people, when we're respecting those people. Okay? Now, I know there's a few people who may be trying to call into the show. They may not be able to get in because, guess what? All of our phone lines are filled. Yippee. So I know what that means. Now, it's happened a couple of times. Again, when things begin to happen repetitiously, now you're setting a pattern. Okay, now we can go and pay the extra money to get more phone lines so that we can have more people. So your dream job, the job that you're going on today, it is your dream job. Why? Because you're there to meet someone, you're there to touch someone, or for someone to touch your life that's going to feed into you so that when you're ready, so like if you think that job over there is your dream job, maybe you think having your own hair salon, your own cosmetic company, your own bakery, okay, that's your dream job, but you got to start now. So here we are. You want to develop and create that dream, that dream job for yourself. So you look at where you are. That's the first thing. Where am I? Okay, you may say, I'm a customer service rep at Costco's. Let's just say you work for Costco's. Some people know Costco's. It's like Costco's, or some people have a BJ's, one of those big wholesaler-type grocery stores that sells everything. So let's just say you're a customer service rep, and you want your dream job of being a advertising. You want your own ad agency because you want to do advertising for all of these little small business people like myself. We need advertising. You know that. So you want to create a company to service us because you've read, you've watched, you've done your research, you've seen statistics, and you've always loved advertising. Like you were like me, I used to love watching Bewitched, and my favorite character was Darren because Darren was an ad agent, and I just loved watching how he would come up with the jingles and get into trouble when he didn't come up with them. So in the back of my mind, there's this idea that I could have my own ad agency. And then I remember in good times, what's his name, JJ got a job at an ad agency because, you know, he was into art and all of that. And so I always wanted to do advertising. So let's just say that's your dream, but yet you still, here you are as a customer service rep. But on that job, there may be someone there that will hold a key to you getting your own ad agency. Maybe there will be a person that can show you somebody else, or maybe they have a business and they'll be your first customer, because you never know what people have going on at work. You never know what they're into. You never know what they're about. You don't know who they're connected to. That's why at work, you have to be nice to everybody. I mean it. You have to really go to work like you're a politician. You have to be nice to everyone because you don't know who knows who and who's connected to who. And one day you may see them again. And they may be the very person that can help you get to the next level before you get to your dimensions. And so here you are. You want to be this ad agent. And think about that. Today, all these small businesses, we need agencies. Now, you read the, you know, like I said, you did your research. You've done all the, read all the magazines that tell you about the current trends. Well, all the current trends talk about all the small business people, which is usually what is produced during a great recession like what we've been having. Because so many people are laid off and they have to do something to make a living, so a lot of them will do a lot of startup working for themselves type businesses, whether it's the Avon, the Mary Kay, Artist International, whatever they do, they're going to do something. And that usually, they're like, wait a minute, can they make a little money? They're like, well, if I can work for myself, I don't need to go back to work for someone else. Or they may discover a new talent they didn't know they had. They never knew they had entrepreneurial skills. And they're like, oh, I like this, setting my own hours, taking vacations when I want to, going to talk to whom I want to. They kind of get used to that, right? They don't want to go back to work. So that's all fine and good. So there's a lot of small businesses right now, tons of them. And we need things, okay? We need all kinds of services. I tell you another thing that small business people need. They need promoters. So anybody who thinks they're good at going out and you have a lot of people in your network and when you talk to people, listen, you can be a promoter. And you can promote people who have small businesses and the small businesses will pay you. So there's so many things that you can do to get to that one dream job. But just remember, the key takeaway here is that the job you have, it is your dream job because you're not there by happenstance. You're there on purpose. God opened that door for you to get there, for you to either touch someone, for someone to touch you, for you to meet someone that's going to help you get to your next big thing. That's why you're there. Or you're there to learn something. Learn how to do something, like as in a skill set, or learn how to be something. Sometimes we have to learn. Sometimes God is always trying to teach us patience. That goes without saying. You know, most of the stuff we go through is because he's trying to teach us patience. Patience, that's like waiting in long lines and being in traffic. sometimes we want to rush through traffic. Well, no, it's there on purpose to teach us patience. It says let patience have its perfect work. He wants to teach us how to be patient, and sometimes he wants to teach us how to be humble, because you're not going to run a business and be very successful if you don't have those two skills. Sure, you need to be quick and take action, absolutely, but you also got to have a level of patience, because when the business first starts, you need at least 6 years of patience in order to keep your business going, because you're not going to see profits right away. You may not even see revenues right away. You're certainly not going to see profits for a long time. So you need to have patience. Some people, they start a business and they want huge profits like in a year. It's not going to happen unless you're, you know, selling drugs. Other than that, you're not going to get the huge profits like that, okay? So you got to have patience, and certainly you got to be humble when you're working with people, your customers, your suppliers. So if you want to just desire to have your own business, you need that. And the same thing if you work in another company. You know, a lot of companies, people want to know why they can't get promoted. And a lot of times it's the same thing. They're not patient and they're not humble enough. So usually what we're going through is God's trying to teach us those two things. And so the job you have is already your dream job. And here's how you're going to make it even better, is that you're going to look at where you are, and then you're going to look at where is it that you want to be or you feel you should be. Where is it that you want to be? So for me, there was a time when I was associate director. Some of you know this, but I was associate director of the College Bound program. And I was looking at where I was. And so I said, well, where do I want to be? Well, I want to be a trainer. I want to conduct training. I want to be a private trainer, consultant rather, where I go out and train in this company and that company, right? So I looked at where I was. I was associate director of the College Bound. I looked at where I wanted to be. I wanted to be this consultant trainer. I have my own business. So then I had to look at what's the gap, what's in between. What's in between where I am and where I want to go? Well, what was in between there was I needed some experience. I needed to actually have some skill sets to do training. I also needed some connections. I needed to know some people, needed to meet some people. And that's what was in between. So the next step is how do you close that gap? How do you get from where you are to where you want to be? So you go take some training. That usually takes at least a year or two. So you go get some training, put in some preparation time, put in some time learning this new thing or learning what it is you need to do. Also, you can go and volunteer somewhere. So I started volunteering or working for no fee, doing training for different small companies. Friends that I knew, people that I knew, I would call them up and ask them if I could come do training. So it's really not that hard. So you can do your dream job right from where you are. And if you so desire, and that's your dream job, then great, wonderful. You just keep doing what you're doing. Keep doing what you're doing. If you're on that job and you're not getting promoted, always check the mirror, see if you're being humble enough, see if you're being patient enough. And don't forget to go talk to your supervisor and let them know that you want to be promoted, that you feel. And but now, don't go talk to your supervisor about being promoted if you know you're coming in late, you take off a lot, and you have a bad attitude. It's probably a waste of time to talk about a promotion. It's probably not a good time, should I say. Not a waste, but it's not a good time. Okay? Because remember, any manager who wants to promote you, they have to get approval from their manager, okay, unless they are the owner of the company. If they're the owner of the company, they can do whatever they want. They can promote you even if you have poor attendance, and they're fine. But if they have a manager, they're going to have to justify to that person why they're promoting you, and especially if there are other people in the department. They're going to have to show why you, not them. So first, before you go ask for a promotion or anything like that, make sure your performance is stellar. I mean, you could really get a stellar award for it. Make sure that your attendance is impeccable, that your communication skills are up to par. Then go and ask for a promotion. If they tell you no, fine. Don't sweat it. You know, ask them why not. so that you'll know what to work on, just in case. And then if they tell you no, and it's a real personal issue, then start looking for another job. Because obviously you have the skills, you have abilities, you have what it takes to get there. They don't give it to you, then go somewhere else. Yes, that's my absolute recommendation. Don't stay stuck. Don't stay stuck. God wants you to move. So, now, welcome in the chat room. Good morning, Kiva and all. Yes, any questions or comments, I will take them at this moment. If you have a question about your job, your dream job, or if you have a comment. Also, don't forget, we have a lot of seminars coming up. So please make sure you go to my website, or usually I will post them on Facebook. Don't forget Friday, for those of you who are in the New Jersey area, if you can make it out to the Greater Little Rock Missionary Baptist Church, we will be there tomorrow with the annual sisterhood service. It's going to be awesome, awesome, awesome. If you inbox me from Facebook or send me an email to info@lalisajwilliams.com, I will definitely send you a flyer for that. It's going to be awesome. We're going to have an awesome time. This is a sisterhood group like none other. I've never met women like this before, y'all. They are amazing. Also, we have a coaching training coming up. For those of you who want to be a life coach, we're going to be at the Wyndham Hotel on December the 14th. It's a Tuesday night at 7. For those of you who want to be a life coach, please come out for that training. December 14th, you can get the flyer from me for that. Also, we have the DVDs for the God Motivations and Speak. We'll be ready Friday. I'm so excited. The topic that I did, I loved From Shame to Your A-Game. You can see a clip of the video on YouTube. You just put in Howard J. Scott or go to my Facebook page. Please watch. You'll just see a clip of my presentation. Please watch it. We welcome. We need your feedback. We need your feedback. Lots of great things are happening. Training. Self-development. Self-investment. It will give you energy. It will give you confidence. It will absolutely boost your confidence. You will definitely be able to focus. You'll be able to overcome your fear of procrastination, your fears that lead to so many things that make you unhappy. We're working to help you get that positive emotional energy going, that positive energy flowing, that optimism to be excited. And again, don't be fearful of that dream job, that great dream idea you have, because you have people to help you and support you, to help you and support you. Don't forget Fridays right here on the Coach Lalisa Show. You shout out your business. So give us your business. Tell us what your business is. Give us an opportunity to support you. We know that there are many seminars. Oh, yes, and my good friend, Mr. Howard J. Scott, his new book, I am so happy for him. I'm so proud of him. Please order that book. Please go to his website, howardjscott.com. Please order that book. Support those people who are doing things to make your life better. Please support Ms. Adele J. Foster. She also has products on her website. She has e-books. She has videos. She has CDs, DVDs. She's still in town for a couple more days. I hope I get to see her sometime today or tomorrow before she has to get back down to Dallas. Oh, yes, Ms. Gloria out in California. Great, great stuff Ms. Gloria in California is doing. Wonderful, wonderful things. God bless you, Ms. Gloria, out there. We can't wait. God Motivation Then Speak is going to California. Again, I'm sure Adele has had it out there before, but now on behalf of Ms. Gloria, thanks to Cleveland for wanting to bring it to Cleveland, Ohio. God Motivation Then Speak is scheduled to go to Cleveland. We're going to be working with Ms. Denise Jenkins and some other people that Mr. Howard Scott and Adele know. We're so excited that this is going around the world. It's definitely coming to Nashville, Tennessee. Our good friend down there, Kiva, got Motivation Then Speak. And I'm sure Kiva's going to call in tomorrow and also talk about her company and her business, her Women of Destiny and her Men of Valor. I think that's going on tonight, so we wish her all the luck and success and happiness with that tonight. And remember, ladies and gentlemen, when you're doing these events, please don't worry about how many people show up. It's not about how many people show up. It's about what you have to give out, because God wants you to perfect what you're doing. And now we're going to begin to work on getting the room filled. But we had to first work on what we're giving out. And so now that we know what we're giving out, we know what our passion is, we know what our dream is, God's going to begin to fill the room. Trust me, it's going to happen. But first he needed to see our faithfulness. Are you faithful of a few things? See, we all want to be the ruler over many. But not so, God says, until you're faithful of a few things. When you do the few things and do it right, for the few people, you still give them a powerful speech. You still give them a great dinner or a wonderful lunch or top-notch performance. Now you're ready for the big things. But you got to be faithful first of the few things. Some people want the big promotion, but are you faithful of the little job that you could have right now? See, people need to understand that principle really desperately. There's a desperate need that we understand that. Faithful. Yes, of the few. I was so faithful, and God knows it when the one person shows up, when the two people. You should have seen me on Tuesday. I was so excited. I was there early. I had everything set up. I had the camera set up. I'm going to put a video clip up of it. I had the video. I had everything in place. I had the handouts. I had the little snacks. I was ready, set, go. And when people came in, all I had to do was, how you doing? Welcome, chit chat. You see, we waited around. A few more people showed up. But normally I was ready to be started on time. Faithful of a few things. He's going to make us ruler, because he wants us to do things, not perfectly, but he wants us perfect. We're going to be perfect through him, but he wants us to do it in excellence. So he wants us to be ready and prepared. More things are coming our way, and we've got to get ready. Now, for those of you who can make your way to the Releasing Your Inner Power Retreat, it's going to happen December 10th, 11th, and 12th in the Northeast Maryland at the Sandy Cove Ministries. They have a website, sandycove.org. You can register. It's 5 meals, accommodations. The rooms are like a hotel. You will share a room. It's $170. $170 includes all of the workshops on designing your purpose, creating your plan. You're going to leave with a plan of action. All the things that we've been talking about on the show. I'm also doing a self-publishing seminar while we're there. For those individuals who want to come, who know you have a book inside of you, I'm going to show you how to get that book on paper. I'm going to demonstrate for you. I'll have all the pieces there. You can go back and put your own book together and begin to get your message out. Begin to live your purpose, live your dream. We're going to be doing that at Sandy Cove. Also, we have a couple of other special performances that I don't want to tell you about now. It's going to be a great surprise. It's going to be networking. The place has a lot of other women there. So no matter how many women come, I'm not worried about the number. I don't care if only 5. Do you hear me? I don't care if it's 5 or 105 or 1,005. It's not about that, because this is, what's going to happen is going to happen for whoever shows up. Whoever shows up. The title, Releasing Your Inner Power. That's the title of the retreat, also the title of our conference that will be happening again. That happens once a year. It's also an award ceremony that happens in July, July the 16th of 2011. So we have a lot going on. We have lots of things coming up. You want to be a part of it, just come. You're welcome to come to any of our events. Just show up. It's okay. Education is, we want to be educated. Yes, Cubanito, welcome, welcome. And I see you were here, and he said education is a progressive discovery of our own ignorance. That was, he's quoting Will Durant. So wonderful, wonderful. Congrats to everybody. Much success to all of you in the great and wonderful and mighty and powerful things that you're doing. You still have about 2 minutes left if you just have something burning on your heart, some comment, some question. In order to speak, though, you have to hit your number one key. I forgot to tell you that. I'm sorry. You have to hit number one. And so don't forget Friday, Sisterhood at the Greater Little Rock, Greater Little Rock Missionary Baptist Church on Dayton Street in Newark, New Jersey, on the backside of the Weekway Park. That Dayton Street School is right there, and it's right on the golf course side. Also, that's happening next week. Next weekend is Thanksgiving Thursday, next Thursday. So that everybody's getting ready, preparing. Also, there will be other seminars coming, seminars to teach you how to be an entrepreneur. December 17th, we will be in Maplewood. I'm scheduling my business relaunch party for December the 19th. That's a Sunday. December the 19th, Sunday at 3 o'clock p.m. At 3 o'clock p.m. in Maplewood, New Jersey. In Maplewood, we're going to just relaunch Performance Strategies Unlimited, training, coaching business. So I would love for all of you that can show up, please show up. We're going to just have a slight celebration. We're doing a relaunch, actually, because, you know, it's been a while, and we were doing so many other things, and we want to get the word back out there about the training that we offer. Last night, I have a young man who works for Macy's, one of the Macy's that's kind of out far, and I have another student. I can't think right now what company she works for, but we were talking about a business, HR, human resources, which is my specialty, which I love, and I was talking about what that manager should do, and they were really impressed, so they were like, oh, could you come to my company? And I said, absolutely. So you see, every job we have, it's our dream job. It's our purpose. Okay, so don't forget that, please. Whatever else you forgot today, please don't forget. Make it happen right where you are. Go to that job. Look for the person that you're supposed to touch. Look for the person who's supposed to touch you. Look for the person who's supposed to help you get to your next level or to a whole new dimension. Well, it's been great. It's been real. We thank each and every one of you for staying tuned for the entire show. Don't forget to give us your feedback. Give us a call. Don't let anything stop you. Don't stay stuck. You got to keep moving forward. God is moving forward. It ain't no stopping you now. I can tell. Have a great day.
Thank you for tuning in to another segment of the Coach Lalisa Show. Well, we hope you learned something. Now your challenge is to go and apply the tips, tools, or strategies that you have learned here today. And don't forget to invite a friend. Share the knowledge. Share the love. Share the wealth with everyone. Well, we are honored that you were here with us today for this 30-minute segment. The Coach Lalisa Show can be heard right here on Blog Talk Radio every morning, Monday through Friday, at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's been great. It's been real. It's been awesome. And you got to keep moving on up, because in reality, there ain't nothing stopping you now. You are on the move. And this has been Coach Lalisa J. Williams.